The Treasury Department is preparing its holiday catalog, but it is loaded with shared services, though, instead of lovely gift ideas. Treasury is opening the door for industry to participate in the effort that will go government-wide. In his latest edition of Inside the Reporter's Notebook, Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller writes about Treasury's plans, and he is here now to discuss the next step to move the government towards shared services for financial management. Now, it seems perfectly logical that the Treasury Department would be in the financial management shared services business. It just kind of is logical, Jason.
I'm just excited for the pictures in the catalog. I mean, you know, here's John at the computer. Here's Mary looking at her spreadsheet.
That's
those
right.
Are going to be some awesome pictures.
Well, and it's 2014, so they have to have a website, of course, but that's a whole different issue. What will be included in the catalog?
So the catalog is going to look at all the shared services being offered by the four shared service providers. And as Beth Angerman, who's the head of the Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation, OFIT at Treasury, says, it's going to include what's in scope and what's out of scope within this financial management shared services community. So things that are kind of falling under the initiative and things that are outside it, it's going to have the prices of or the range of prices of the shared services that they're providing, as well as some of the features and terms and conditions and anything that you really need to know to begin to make that decision about shared services.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this is key for industry, because industry has complained, well, what's our role in shared services? Why can't we provide some of the back-end IT systems? Why are you only going government? And what Beth Angerman has basically said is, well, here's your opportunity to come in and show us how you can be innovative. If you see a price and say that price is too high,
mm-hmm.
tell us why and tell us how you can help that shared service provider be more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's key, because right now industries, their role in this initiative has been kind of unclear. I mean, it's been clear from, I think, Treasury and OMB's perspective, but not clear from the industry's perspective, and
yeah.
this is adding some clarity to that.
Beth gave you a pretty sexy quote that we will let folks discover at federalnewsradio.com without giving it away. But you're right, industry hasn't been overly excited about the shared services program, as it's focused on agencies moving only to federal shared services providers. Is this going to be different than what OMB has laid out in that way, or will it be similar? How will it be the same as that list that OMB's already released?
So OMB put out what they call the Uncle Sam's list.
Uh-huh.
And what this list is a list of all the shared services across the entire government. So it doesn't necessarily mean financial management shared services. It could be procurement. It could be HR. It could be contracts that can be used by anybody. So that's a much broader list. This is really just focused on financial management. And I think what this is doing, though, is giving that look of, okay, here's what we offer, and here's the price. And I think that's key, because so much of it is lacking transparency, and not on purpose. I just think that
it hasn't gotten to it yet.
So this is, I think, that first step toward that transparency. And I think Uncle Sam's List is trying to do the same thing. I mean, they're going to combine that with the Prices Paid portal, for instance, and have that connection too.
And you're right, they want to do this in other areas too. OMB is already looking at expanding the SSP to other functions, including acquisition. And you have Dave Mader saying, my goal in the next 6 months is to bring all the initiatives together where it makes sense. Then we'll need to step back and ask what is the best organized construct going forward. And do we have the funding mechanism to actually create a shared service where you have buyers and sellers, where sellers are retaining funds?
I think that's the key here. And
yeah.
That's the first clear example that Dave Mader has come out and said, we need to address something called the Economy Act. And the Economy Act goes back all the way to 1932, or is it 1933? Either way, it's about 80 years or so. And basically says agencies cannot spend more than the services they're paying for, unless if they have other exceptions, and we'll get to that in a sec. But basically, a lot of these shared service providers still fall under the Economy Act, so they can't charge, Interior can't charge, Commerce, anything more than what they cost. So if the service is a dollar per person, they can only charge them a dollar. If they charge them $1.10, they will violate the Economy Act. Now, Congress has given other agencies a way around it, working capital funds, franchise funds, and that, but a lot of these shared service providers do not have that. So that's what David Mader is talking about, is how do we make sure we have the funding mechanism in place so they can not only pay for the services, but take in more money so they can do capital expenditures, they can do upgrades, they can hire people, so they can accept more and larger agencies.
You mentioned some exceptions. What will the exceptions look like? What's that landscape?
Well, that is the franchise fund and the working capital fund. The idea that you can charge more. In one way, I think a working capital fund, you can charge as much as 3% more. So you could do $1.03 per service instead of just a dollar.
The other item that I wanted to discuss inside the reporter's notebook with my colleague Jason Miller this week, it's all on federalnewsradio.com, but the other item, Jason, is a two-step, which, I mean, is great in Texas, and our Lauren Larson, I'm sure, knows all about the two-step being from Texas, but there's one happening at the Department of Veterans Affairs right now. What is that all about?
Well, as of coming this Friday, the November 21st, they're going to release a request for proposals for a scheduling system. Now, this scheduling system is the new one. So there's two procurements.
Mm-hmm.
The first procurement was awarded to Hewlett-Packard back in August to give HP, to have HP help them improve the current scheduling system, which we know has been a major problem, a major reason why we're seeing all these changes happen at VA.
Mm-hmm.
And then this procurement that's coming out on Friday that vendors will have to bid against is the one that's going to be a new commercial-based system. And that's where the two-step comes in. The first step will be for vendors to provide VA with a written response to the questions and to the RFP to say how they would meet the goals of the RFP. And then the second step is the VA would pick a certain number of the proposals and have them present the system live.
Mm-hmm.
So a down select, or what they call a bake off. And that's the second step of the process. So that's all happening. It's going to start this week sometime, as late as not after November 21st, according to Steph Warren, the VA CIO. And then they hope to get the first pieces in place in 2015 of this new scheduling system.
That's a pretty ambitious timeline, it seems to me.
Well, they're under a fair amount of pressure.
I've heard.
I made the comment this morning with Tom about hot water, and Tom compared it to a boiling vat of hot oil. That's what it's been like for VA over the last 6 months or so. So I think they're pushing. And that's also the reason why the short time is they're asking for a commercial system that's already in use. They don't want new development. The only new development they want is the customized to the interfaces that exist. About 100 modules within the Vista Health IT system.
Uh-huh.
Make the connections. That's all we want customized.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, going inside the reporter's notebook. Always one of my favorite times of the week. And it's still nice and cozy in here, inside the notebook.
Well, it's warm.
You've cleaned the place up. You've done a nice job with it.
It's thick with paper.